Good evening, everybody. Praise the Lord. Welcome to the Good Friday service. 14-year-old boy walked up to his dad and says, "Dad, why do they call it Good Friday?" Dad says, "Son, if you're supposed to go to the cross and somebody did it for you, what would you call it?" Good.
Good for us.
Yeah, good for us. We're going to talk a lot about the love of Jesus tonight and what he did for us, and we're going to celebrate doing what we call long communion. So if you hadn't heard, I made the message announcement earlier, but you'll need 12 pieces of the body or the host for you, and enough sips for 12 sips for the blood later on. We get to that, so please get it ready. This represents what Jesus started the night before at the Last Supper when he says, "Eat my body and drink my blood." And we're going to honor that today. You know, we're taking long communion, the bread of long communion, and the blood. So prepare your elements now, please. You may notice I'm not in my usual suit and tie. Wore this shirt to represent the blood of Jesus. And ironically, almost everybody here has also done the same thing. So we'll do that. We're going to talk a lot about the crucifixion today, and let me preempt by saying that Rome ruled by fear. You didn't want to cross Rome because their retaliation was horrific. And the crucifixion is the most horrible, painful way to die. It takes hours when you count the scourging, the beatings, walking up the hill, and finally hanging on the cross. And it was done in public, one, to humiliate the person, and two, let the rest of the people know that they could be next if they crossed Rome. There was a man who was a high-level member of the Colombo crime family in New York. And in prison, he got saved. And they asked him, "How do you decide that Jesus was Lord?" He says, "Why, you know," paraphrasing, toning down what he said, he says, "We intimidated a lot of people. Getting them to change their story was something we were good at. None of these men changed their story. Not a one of them. They went to the cross. They were beaten. They died. And they didn't change their story. Liars don't do that. They only do that for the truth." And he knew, because of his own challenged past, this must be true. So as we go through this now, I want you to think about this. Jesus went to the cross, but so did some of the apostles, but they were all tortured horrifically, proclaiming him as Lord and Savior. Because it's true. It's never, ever been discounted in any way, shape, or form, which is pretty miraculous when you look at the research technology they have today. So, we're talking about the 8 sheddings of the blood, Jesus' blood, okay? And no, you don't have an outline today. So, and for the record, you're not going to have it on Sunday either. So, just let you know. The blood of Jesus is much more powerful than many of us recognize. It's a source of redemption and freedom. The Greek definition of redeemed is ransom, released, liberated, or delivered. The price of redemption that had to be paid was the death of Jesus and his shed blood. The shedding of Jesus' blood released us to be brought back to the original place, to life as it was in the Garden of Eden, where every blessing was available to Adam and Eve. The source of power of God in every believer's life is the shed blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus shed his blood in 7 places while he was alive. Without shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. Now, if you remember, it was the blood of the Lamb in Exodus that protected the people. Blood is often used in the Bible. So, in the Garden of Gethsemane, after the Last Supper, first Jesus started sweating blood. This is the night before. Now, again, crucifixions were public. He had very intimate knowledge of what was going to happen to him. And I think it was three times he asked the Lord to take the cup from him. And God said, no, you have to go through this. And Jesus did. Luke 22:41, he was withdrawn from them about a stone's cast and kneeled down and prayed, saying, Father, if thou wilt be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. Now, we must always remember that. When we're going through challenges, it might be his will that we have to do something. He doesn't always take the challenge away. Sometimes you have to have victory over the challenge. Not saying we've got to go to the cross or anything, but thine will may be done. So, and there appeared an angel unto him from heaven, strengthening him, and being in agony, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat was in great drops of blood falling to the ground. Our first Adam in the Garden of Eden, out of disobedience, gave his will over to the evil one. Now here in the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus redeems our will in a garden, giving example that our will needs to be submissive to the will of God. Number two, Jesus shed blood tied to the whipping post where he was scourged. The Lord had promised the children of Israel in Exodus 15:26, and said, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and wilt do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought out of the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. The children of Israel were disobedient. Jesus at the whipping post was whipped beyond imagination, redeeming what Israel lost through disobedience. Jesus was whipped with a flagrum 39 times. Psalms 129:3, the plowers plowed upon my back, they made long their furrows. Isaiah 50:6, I gave my back to the smiters, and my cheeks to them they plucked off the hair. I hid not my face from shame and spitting. Isaiah 53:5, but he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes were healed. Now, scourging is more than whipping. Again, the Romans were horrific. And they used a flagrum which could have up to 12 strands across it. Each strand was probably leather and probably had bone or stone in there. So every time that strap went around, it only hit the back, it often wrapped around the whole body. And when they ripped it out, it just ripped the skin off. And it was in such a way that the entire skeletal part of the back would be exposed. All the skin was ripped off. So when people say, well, maybe he was healed afterwards. Even if he didn't die on the cross, the infection on a body torn up that much, they wouldn't last very long. They didn't, it just wouldn't happen. It was horrific and painful. We'll talk more about that in the future. Jesus shed blood, ran down every exposed organ of his body, exposed organ, because we have healing in the name of Jesus. All sickness and disease fall into one of 39 categories. Jesus was lashed 39 times, one for each disease with a flagrum. Each disease was redeemed in its fullness by Jesus. Therefore, we affirm we've been healed by the stripes of Jesus. Now, it doesn't say this anywhere, but as I understand Roman culture, their thought was, if we could kill him at the whipping post, we don't have to go up the hill to the cross. And they would put every ounce they had into the whippings, because the sooner they were done, the sooner they could go home and rest. Crucifixion was a long process, and a lot of men died before they even got to the cross just by the scourging. Okay. Number three, Jesus shed blood because of the crown of thorns. Adam's sin of disobedience had brought curse on the ground. Genesis 3:17-19. Thorns and thistles came out of the ground, injuring the ground, choking the good seed, and caused man to labor intensely, working by the sweat of his brow for long hours at a time to squeeze out a meager existence. Every prick of a thorn caused a wound. After Jesus was beaten, they padded a crown of thorns, a symbol of poverty, and put it upon his head. Matthew 27:29, Mark 15:17, and John 19:5. It's been said that the thorns of the crown were 3 to 3.5 inches long and forced down into his brow. Not sweat, but blood ran down Jesus' face. Jesus shed blood to break the curse of poverty off of our land. Numbers 4 and 5, Jesus' hands were pierced. Genesis 1:26-28, God had originally placed all dominion and authority in the hands of Adam and Eve. Because of their sinful disobedience, they lost it. The nails that pierced Jesus' hands when he was nailed to the cross caused his blood to run down, redeeming our dominion and authority. Because of Jesus' blood-covered hands, we can lay hold of what belongs to us in the name of Jesus. Mark 16:18, they shall take up serpents. If they drink anything deadly, it will not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Jesus is the lamb going to the slaughter, and he shed his blood. We have his blood inside of us. Now, this is very interesting to me. If a snake, poison snake, bites a sheep, you know what happened? Virtually nothing. Where the bite is, the sheep may develop something, but the sheep go on about its day. The blood of sheep is the anti-venom for snake bites. There's nothing that enemy can do to you, nothing that snake can do to you, because we have the blood of Jesus inside of us. And when he bites us, you need to be like Paul and just shake it off into the fire. Because Jesus did this for us. And all week long on our 6:33 meetings, we've been doing communion, and all week long I've been bursting into tears. So if I do that, just understand, I'm really feeling the strength of what Jesus did for us. Psalm 22:16-18, David prophesied the piercing of the Messiah's hands and feet. Was that 1,000 years before Jesus? John 3:35, the Passion Translation. The Father loves his Son so much that he has given and trusted, committed, and amplified classic, all things, all authority into his hands. Matthew 11:27. My Father has given me all things. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, to those whom the Son chooses to reveal to him. In Matthew 28:18, and Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Now, I want you to think about that. Jesus had all authority. He was a pure vessel. You have been cleansed by the blood of Jesus. You are now a pure vessel, and you have all authority over the enemy. Now, when the soldiers came to take Jesus captive in the Garden of Gethsemane, the first thing they did was to bind his hands. Why? They bound up Jesus' hands, who could not use Jesus' power against them. However, Jesus could have called down 2/3 of the angels of God to help him defeat his enemy if he wanted to, because he already defeated 1/3 of the bad angels who followed Lucifer. But Jesus chose to do battle another way, and willingly went to the cross so that he could redeem us eternally. The hands of Jesus made mud, put on the eyes of the blind man, afterwards he could see. The hands of Jesus multiplied 5 loaves and 2 fishes from a boy to feed thousands of people. The hands of Jesus have been laid upon many sick to receive healing, and on demonized people that were delivered and set free. Those hands of Jesus brought the dead back to life. The son of the widow in Nain was raised from the dead while in the coffin in the funeral procession, and Jairus' 12-year-old daughter was raised from the dead at his home. Those hands of Jesus have resurrection power, and your hands do also. John 14:12 says, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, he shall do also. Okay, let me phrase it this way. You that believeth on Jesus, the works that he did, you shall do also. And greater works than these shall you do, because I go to my Father. Reminding you of Mark 16:18, they would take up serpents, they drink anything deadly, when it was hurt them, they will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. Jesus shed his blood through his hands so that God can use your hands to lay them on sick, cleanse the demonized people using his name, authority, and power. You have that power of Jesus inside of you. We must remember this. As we go towards the ending times, we have the power of Jesus inside of us. There's nothing the enemy can do to us. Jesus' feet were pierced. To redeem our dominion and authority over earth as we walk. Deuteronomy 28:13, the Lord shall make thee the head, not the tail. Thou shalt be above only, thou shalt not be beneath. And if thou hearken unto the commandments of the Lord thy God, which I command thee this day to observe and do them. Another promise of God to the children of Israel, they didn't obey. Deuteronomy 11:24, every place whereon the soles of your feet shall tread shall be yours. Joshua 1:3, every place the sole of your foot shall tread upon, I have given unto you. Now it's time to receive the full manifestation of the power of Jesus inside of us and take dominion over the enemy. When a nail was driven into Jesus' feet through his precious shed blood that poured forth, dominion and authority were taken back. Dominion and authority were taken back, giving us authority to go to the enemy's camp, plunder his territory, bind him in Jesus' name by the blood. Number 8, the side of Jesus was pierced. But one of the soldiers with a spear pierced his side, and forthwith came out the blood and water. At this point, Jesus was already dead. The water was significant in that it shows the cycle of Jesus' ministry at the Feast of Cana. Jesus had turned water into wine. At the Last Supper, Jesus turned wine into blood. In Mark 26:27, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave them, saying, drink ye all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for the remission of sins. While on the cross, Jesus pierced in his side, releasing blood and water. Water, living water, so that we can have life, not just life, but life more abundantly. Now, it says that Jesus was beaten beyond recognition. Now, the way a crucifixion works, and Rome had perfected this, was when somebody's hanging on the cross, they have a challenge breathing. And what they have to do is stand up on their tippy toes to get air into their lungs, which, of course, their exposed back is rubbing upon the rugged cross. And they can no longer do that. They go back down until the breath cannot take anymore. They got to get more air. And they have to go back up again. Every time, rubbing up and down on the back of that cross, causing more and more pain. It's a death of asphyxiation. You actually finally can't breathe anymore. Slow, painful. And that's the way Rome wanted it. They wanted people to see that kind of pain. Now, I'm telling you this because too often people kind of glance over the communion. But when you take this communion, you realize that he did so much for us so we wouldn't have to bear that sin. And if he did that much for us, we shouldn't be bearing the pain of sickness either. And we shouldn't be bearing the pain of poverty. And we shouldn't be bearing the pain of fear. We shouldn't be bearing the pain of anything because Jesus took all of that on the cross and he paid a huge, heavy price for it because he loved us. And he loves you. And I don't care what challenge the devil's putting on you, as we go through this communion today, as we do this long session here today, I want you to see those chains coming off of you. I want you to visualize yourself healed. I want you to visualize yourself prosperous. I want you to visualize everything that Jesus wants you to have and to hear his voice as he tells you what he wants you to do to glorify the kingdom of God. In the name of Jesus. The most famous verse, appropriately, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believeth in him should not perish and have everlasting life. Let's have long communion together. Again, 12 pieces of bread, 12 pieces, and enough 12 says for the juice, please. Now we're going to open up. I'm going to ask you if you have any sins on your mind or heart, then to repent of those. If not, please follow me in an unaware sins prayer. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I'm not aware of any sins. In the name of Jesus, thank you for cleansing me of all unrighteousness, according to 1 John 1:9. Now, those of you who know how to, please establish the kingdom of God. Okay, so. Okay. Lord's Supper should be honored as a lasting memorial each time we partake of the communion of the body and the blood of Jesus. It is not a symbol. We do this in remembrance of the atoning sacrifice Jesus paid for our spiritual freedom, because he died as a true sacrificial lamb at the cross for all mankind. And we thank God that Jesus is the only one who rose from the dead to set us free. In Luke 22:19-20, and he, Jesus, took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave them, saying, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Likewise, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you. And when Jesus had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat the bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. Let a man examine himself, let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner, eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this reason, many are weak and sick among you, and many sleep. Now, the body of Jesus means we've been healed by the stripes of Jesus. It's communion at the Lord's table. Last Supper is noted in three parallel scriptures, Matthew 26:26, Mark 14:22, and Luke 22:25. Many churches may not know the deep meaning of communion or how powerful communion is, because it's not a symbol. It's intimate fellowship with God as equals, because we are co-heirs with Christ as sons and daughters of our King. Through communion, we can receive God's power, receive answers to our prayers. Through partaking of it daily, we look forward to spending time with Jesus, your Lord, Savior, Redeemer, King, and friend, your everything. Because we have close communion with God, we can pray this prayer and put in remembrance according to Isaiah 43:26. It's a combination of the New King James and Amplified Classic. So repeat after me. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, God, that because I put you in remembrance, remind you of my merits, and contend together with you, that I have set forth and stated my case. I've been justified, proven right, and acquitted. Amen. The body of Jesus is broken for us to heal, restore, renew, and rejuvenate every cell in our body. This is because his body becomes one with us as we take communion. The Passover lamb, Exodus 11:10-12:13. The Hebrews were commanded by God to eat every part of the lamb, so they would acknowledge that God heals every part of our body. Because of Jesus, who became the sacrificial lamb, by stripes of Jesus, we've been healed in every part of our body. Our divine inheritance is based upon love, The glory of God in you is manifested through consecration, living in the divine promises through God's power. The anointing of God empowers us in receiving communion worthily. You are what you eat. Receiving a knowledge in faith-filled manner. I won't list the verses out, but they are in there. Eat worthily to avoid sickness and death. Jesus bore our sicknesses and diseases. Jesus bore our infirmities and sicknesses. Healed by the stripes, wounds on his back. Receive in a holy manner. Judge yourself that you might not be judged. Confess your sins that you might be healed. Receive your forgiveness. Now listen to me. Too many of you are holding on to unforgiveness. And too many are holding on to self-unforgiveness. Receive it. You've been healed. You've been forgiven. It's whatever the devil throws in your face. You need to shake it off like Paul shook off that snake. No more self-condemnation. No more beating yourself up for mistakes in the past. Jesus did all this for you so you wouldn't have that challenge anymore. Forgive all others. I know there's been some horrific people who've done some horrific things to you. I get that. But when Jesus was on that cross, he said, "Forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do." I doubt any of us has had as much chance, opportunity, as Jesus did when they put him on that cross to hold animosity toward anybody. And if he can forgive them, we must forgive others. It's not an option. So if you have any unforgiveness, forgive that person, people, now, immediately, before you take this communion. This is so important to set up for the breakthroughs you're going to have by doing this. We can have no unforgiveness in us. None. Okay? Everybody's been mistreated. Everybody's been cheated. Some a lot worse than others. I get that. But none have done to them, had done to you, what Jesus had done to him. Okay? I'm going to put the verse here. Matthew 18, 21 to 35. Lest you forgive yourself. Lest you give yourself to the tormentors. Okay. Praise the Lord. Now we're going to eat one piece at a time. We do 12 of these pieces. As we do this, we receive the healing by the stripes of Jesus for every part of our body and being. And Jesus, when he took bread, gave thanks and broke it, gave it to them saying, "This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Now repeat after me, please. In the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus,
I agree and receive,
I agree and receive
that we have,
that we have
the mind of Christ.
The mind of Christ.
Let's take the body. Repeat after me, please. In the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus,
I agree and receive that our brains,
all systems and organs
have been healed by the stripes of Jesus.
By the stripes of Jesus.
Now let us partake of the body of Jesus. Repeat after me, please. In the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus,
I agree and I receive that our eyes
and
optic nerves
have been healed
by the stripes of Jesus, and I have 20/20
vision or better.
Well, let's partake of the body of Christ. Excuse me. Okay. Repeat after me, please. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I agree and I receive.
I agree and I receive.
That our musculoskeletal structures. Will always be strong. And we are pain-free. Properly aligned. Restored. Strong and healed. Because Jesus. Bore infirmity for us. Let's take of the body of Jesus. Repeat after me, please. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I agree and I receive.
I agree and I receive.
That our eyes.
Ears, nose.
And throat.
And throat.
Are healthy.
Are healthy.
Healed whole.
Healed
and restored.
And restored.
Let's partake in the body of Jesus. Repeat after me, please. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I agree and I receive.
I agree and I receive.
That our blood sugar.
That our blood sugar.
Blood pressure. Chemistry. And pulse.
And pulse.
Are healthy and normal.
Are healthy and normal.
Let us now partake of the body of Jesus. Repeat after me, please. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of
Jesus. I agree and I receive.
I agree and I receive.
That our bodies are. Free of all cancers.
Tumors,
cysts.
Warts and abnormal growths.
Let's partake of the body. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I agree and I receive.
I agree and I receive.
That our brains and bodies.
That our brains and bodies.
Are free of strokes.
Are free of
strokes. Paralysis. And all their effects.
And all their effects.
Let us partake of the body. Repeat after me, please. I agree and I receive.
I agree and I receive.
That I've been healed by the stripes.
And I've been healed by the stripes.
Of Jesus.
Of Jesus.
And all challenges.
And all challenges.
And we all have been healed.
And we all have been healed.
By the stripes of Jesus.
By the stripes of Jesus.
Of all challenges.
All challenges.
Let us partake of the body. Repeat after me, please. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I agree and I receive.
I agree and I receive.
That we are the righteousness of God.
That we are the righteousness of God.
In Christ Jesus.
In Christ Jesus.
We shall never die.
We shall never die.
We shall be alive.
We shall be alive.
And remain.
And remain.
When Jesus returns.
When Jesus returns.
Partake of the body. Repeat after me, please. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I agree and I receive.
I agree and I receive.
That no evil shall befall us.
That no evil shall befall us.
We shall live in supernatural health.
We shall live in supernatural health.
Protection.
Protection.
Provision.
And power,
until Jesus returns.
Until Jesus returns.
Let's partake of the body. Okay, repeat after me, please. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of
Jesus. I agree and I receive.
I agree and I receive.
That the windows of heaven.
The windows of heaven.
Have been opened. To all ABC tithers. And the devourer
has been rebuked.
And the wealth
of the sinner
has been transferred
to the tithers
at ABC Church
and
our loved ones,
which includes
prosperity
and
abundance of money
that comes to us today
and every day.
Let's
partake of the body. And I include all the 633ers in this prayer, too, in Jesus' name. Okay. Now we'll go to the blood. The blood of Jesus means remembrance of our blood covenant, redemption and remission of sins. Because our sins have been washed away by the precious blood of Jesus. 1 Corinthians 10, flee sin. 1 Peter 2:24, all sins have been paid for. Romans 6:11, reckon yourself dead to sin. 1 Corinthians 10, 12-14, God has provided a way out of temptation. 1 Corinthians 10, 15-17, communion is the way out of temptation. Matthew 26:41, pray lest you enter into temptation. 2 Peter 1:4, great and precious promises. Ephesians 1:3, we all have spiritual blessings. 1 Corinthians 11:25, the cup of blessing is a point of contact. Isaiah 43:26, put me in remembrance, I will do it. And Isaiah 55:11, his word shall not return void to him. Now Jesus paid the price that we all could have wellness in every area of our lives, which includes healing, health, relationships, finances, prosperity, peace, protection from all evil, pandemics, all challenges, everything that pertains to us. Let's partake of the blood of Jesus now. We're not going to do it all at once, but sip it little by little. Put God in remembrance of our new and everlasting covenant with him of each thing, because the Jesus blood has redeemed us from death, and that we will live and never die. We'll live and remain with our Heavenly Father, Abba Daddy, Jesus our Redeemer, and Holy Spirit our guide forever. I would say a benefit of the blood of Jesus. Now I'd like you to repeat after what I say. We drink the cup of blessing together. Matthew 26:27-28. Then he, Jesus, took the cup and gave thanks and gave them, saying, drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many in remission of sins. So repeat after me and say, I agree and I receive.
I agree and I receive.
Because of the blood of Jesus. Washed away my sins. And God chooses not to remember them anymore. So in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord, that my sins have been remitted. Let's have a drink of our cup of blessing. John 6:56, he who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, and I in him. Please repeat after me. I agree and I receive, because of the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord.
I
abide in you,
and you in me, because I partake of communion,
and eat your flesh,
and
drink your blood.
Drink
of the blood of blessing. Galatians 2:20. I've been crucified with Christ. In him I have shared his crucifixion. It is no longer I who live, but Christ the Messiah lives in me. And the life I now live in the body, I live by faith. And by adherence to and reliance on the complete trust in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself up for me. This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you. Please repeat after me and say, I agree and I receive.
I agree and I receive.
Because of the blood of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus,
I thank you, Lord,
that
I live by faith.
Drink
of the cup of blessing. Romans 6:4. We were buried, therefore, with him by the baptism into death. So that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glorious power of the Father, that we too might habitually live and behave in the newness of life. This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you. Please repeat after me. I agree and I receive.
I agree and I receive.
Because of the blood of Jesus.
Because of the blood of Jesus.
And in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I thank you, Lord.
I thank you, Lord.
That I have a newness in life.
That I have a newness in life.
Please drink of the cup of blessing. Romans 8:11. And if the spirit of him who raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in you, then he who raised up Christ Jesus from the dead will also quicken and restore to life your mortal bodies through his spirit who dwells in you. If you have physical challenges or aches or pains, then take communion more frequently to claim your healing is yours, claim that your strength and energy is yours, and healing belongs to you through the body and blood of Jesus. This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you. Please repeat after me and say, I agree and I receive.
I agree and I receive.
Because of the blood of Jesus.
Because of the blood of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I thank you, Lord.
I thank you, Lord.
For the Holy Spirit.
For the Holy Spirit.
Who dwells in me.
Who dwells in me.
And quickens my mortal body.
And quickens my mortal body.
And restores it.
And restores it.
To the life of God.
To the life of God.
Let's drink of our cup of blessing. Mark 11:23. For assuredly, I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. Please repeat after me. I agree and I receive.
I agree and I receive.
Because of the blood of Jesus.
Because of the blood of Jesus.
And in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, that whenever I speak to any mountain of challenges, without doubt in my heart, be removed and be cast into the sea, that those things I say will be done, and I have whatever godly things I say. Let us drink of our cup of blessing. Luke 10:19. Behold, I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions, over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Please repeat after me. I agree and I receive.
I agree and I receive.
Because of the blood of Jesus.
Because of the blood of Jesus.
And in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I thank you, Lord.
I thank you, Lord.
That I have been given, the authority to trample on serpents. And scorpions, over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt me nor my family. That means no diseases, no pathogens, including viruses of any kind, no evil, no criminal, no terrorist.
No disasters.
No plots or evil schemes.
No plots or evil schemes.
Of the wicked will hurt us.
Of the wicked will hurt us.
Let us drink of our cup of blessing. Romans 5:9. Much more then, having now been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. Please repeat after me. I agree and I receive.
I agree and I receive.
Because of the blood of Jesus. And
in the name of Jesus.
I thank you, Lord.
I thank you, Lord.
That I've been justified. By your blood. Let's drink of the cup of blessing. John 14:12. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also, and greater works than these he will do, because I go to my Father. Please repeat after me. I agree and I receive.
I agree and I receive.
Because of the blood of Jesus.
Because of the blood of Jesus.
And in the name of Jesus.
And in the name of Jesus.
I thank you, Lord.
That I will do greater works.
Let us drink of the cup of blessing. Romans 8:1. There is therefore now no condemnation those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Please repeat after me. I agree and I receive, because of the blood of Jesus, and in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord, that there's therefore now no condemnation to me, because I am in Christ Jesus. Let's drink of our cup of blessing. Romans 8:12. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. Please repeat after me. I agree and I receive, because of the blood of Jesus, and in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. Let's drink of our cup of blessing. First Thessalonians 4:17. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And thus shall we always be with the Lord. And repeat after me. I agree and I receive, because of the blood of Jesus. And in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord, that I will stay alive and remain to be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet you, Lord, in the air, and thus I shall always be with you, Lord. Let's drink of the cup. Blessing. Okay, repeat after me, please. In the name of Jesus, I honor you, Lord, with this communion of the body and blood of Jesus as a lasting memorial. Each time I partake of it, I do this in remembrance of you and the atoning sacrifice Jesus paid for my spiritual freedom, because Jesus died as the true sacrificial lamb at the cross for me. And I thank God that Jesus is the only one who rose from the dead to set me free. Amen. Okay. I suggest you receive communion frequently, at least twice a day. Try to start and end your day with communion, increasing it frequently in times of challenges. Now, 12 points to maintain the spiritual moral tribute to God. We partake of the communion to do that, and Jesus said, do it in remembrance of him, because he died on the cross for each of us. 1 Peter 5:8, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil walks around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Confess known sins frequently throughout the day. Pray the unaware sins frequently each day. Pray in tongues, your spiritual language, frequently each day. Praise and worship God, which helps you stay in the anointing. Believe that you already received your victory when you prayed one time before you see the manifestation. Affirm the Word of God constantly. Use God's Word as the sword of the Spirit. Study God's Word. Renew your mind with God's Word daily. Walk in forgiveness and avoid the tormentors. Operate in your dominion, authority, and power. Jesus has been given all authority. At the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of those in heaven, of those on earth, those under the earth, that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Jesus disarmed the principalities and powers and triumphed over them. I'll repeat that one again. Colossians 2, 13 to 15. Jesus disarmed the principalities and powers and triumphed over them. You're armed with the most powerful weapon in the universe. The Word of God, the sword of the Spirit. Your enemy has been disarmed. Use your weapon properly, and your enemy will run from you. John 14:12, greater works than these that Jesus did shall you do. Revelation 2:26, he who overcomes and keeps my works to the end, him I will give power over in the nations. Revelation 21:7, he who overcomes shall inherit all things, and I will be his in God. Therefore, Holy Communion is the ultimate moral tribute to the remembrance of the redemptive sacrifice that Jesus died and rose again, that we eat free and have communion with our Heavenly Father forever. The reason we can celebrate of a life service, we have a celebration of life service because we have a life everlasting in Jesus Christ. I'm going to pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we praise, worship, we glorify your holy name. Jesus, thank you for going to that cross 2,000 some years ago. Thank you for all you've done for us. Thank you for setting us free. Thank you for righting the wrongs done to us. And as we do this, Lord, we take and receive all the anointing that you have for us. And we pass it through us. We pray out upon all the people listening now or in the future. And we bless them right now, Lord, that what challenge they have, they really receive your anointing. They really receive the fact that you did this for them, that they don't have to take this on themselves. That they receive and understand and believe in you totally. And by using your word, Lord, and hearing your voice, they'll have victory upon victory, which will cause more people to say, how are you doing this? And they'll bring more people to your kingdom. And everything we do is to glorify the kingdom of God. Everything. And I stand here now, as you said, of all the great prophets of old, Moses, Daniel, David, that John the Baptist is greater than those, and we are greater than John the Baptist. Because we have your Holy Spirit inside of us. And your Holy Spirit inside of us leads us through this life, leads us on to victory, leads us on to overcoming every challenge the enemy tries to throw up at us. And we thank you, Lord, as we send forth now that people are receiving their healings right now. Eyes are improving, backs are being healed, diabetes and cancer are just going out of people's body completely. Sleep challenges are disappearing right now in Jesus' name. As they may go to lay their head on their bed tonight, they'll finally be at peace, and the tormentors are gone because they have finally forgiven, and they can't be tormented anymore. And because they're tithers, you're setting up a hedge of protection around them. You send out the army of hosts of heaven to fight for them right now in Jesus' name. We send the angels out right now to every person receiving this message to believe. And if every message they're believing for, the angels of the Lord of God, the army of hosts, will go out now to help perform that which they've asked. And their words, they believe they've received, the manifestations are going to come quickly now because they are in group right now. We're all in group together praying for one another in unity. And this is ABC Church, Assemblies of the Body of Christ. As we've assembled together, it may not be physical right now, it may be on the internet now. We are assembled together right now and together in unity. These prayers go forward to bless every single person that's here, that's coming on to us, even those who are going to look on later on because they can't do it for some other reason or something else, that they are blessed right now. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, for all you've done for us. We remember you. We remember you every single day, that everything you did for us, because we wouldn't be here without you. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Glory to your holy name. And I call in financial breakthroughs. So everybody's been having a financial challenge. And I call in for everybody who's had a stroke challenge that is eradicated and their persons are completely restored. As we receive the fact that we have the blood of Jesus inside of us, and the enemy is called a snake for a reason, and that our blood repels the snake, and that snake can't hurt us anymore, because we won't let it, because we know we have the faith that our blood is protecting us, because it's the blood of Jesus flowing through our veins right now. And I call forth healings and manifestations and reconciliations for everybody in Jesus' name. Glory to your holy name. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. I thank all of you for giving up a Friday night to come here and to be with us tonight, to honor our Lord and what he did for us. Praise Lord Jesus. I have two quick announcements that we're... Darren Wong, is his birthday today, so happy birthday, Darren. And we will sing to Darren on Sunday. Okay. And for Eleanor, her celebration of life is tomorrow, March 30th. It starts at 8:30 a.m. at the Redemption Bible Church, 505 East Bonita Avenue in San Dimas. They'll have a graveside service after that, then go back for a celebration at 11 o'clock at Luis and Kim's house at 128 East Juanita Avenue, Glendora, California. And because we had so many things going on, that information just went out officially last night by text and by distribution. But you all would have it today if you need to check it out. In that name, we're going to pray again and close the service. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, while we know that in the natural, Jesus has already risen from the dead, we thank you for that glorious victory. We now honor the fact that he did all he had to do for us. It says in John 3:16 that you gave your son as a sacrifice to us. And Jesus said, the ultimate sacrifice to lay one's life down for his loved ones. And he laid his life down for us. He could have chosen not to do it. He willfully did it for us. And we willfully submit ourselves to you. In Jesus' name. Amen.